This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Milky Monday, Lee Milky's guest this week, StoneX Dairy Group broker Dave Krzyzewski in Chicago. Lee?
Dave, we got a look at February U.S. dairy exports last week, and things look pretty good.
Yeah, Lee, the export numbers were actually quite strong, which kind of surprised us a little bit. A lot of the rhetoric over the months of February and March really kind of focused in on logistical problems, shipping problems, issues getting containers and backhauls, et cetera, to export dairy product. And you look at these numbers, and they're really quite strong across the board. Cheese overall was down 2.6%, but cheddar cheese, which is what we priced to, was up 23.7% from last year. Non-fat dry milk up 30.2% from last year. 27% growth into Mexico in February. Dry whey, again, China, I think, is the largest buyer of dry whey right now out of the U.S., and that was up 22% from last year. So, I mean, these are some big numbers. Now, in some cases, we're lapping over some weaker numbers of February 2020, so that might be, you know, some of the reason for some of these bigger percentage increases, but the absolute numbers are also quite a bit above our expectations.
How about butter? I would assume with the U.S. butter prices were so much lower than global prices, we must have exported a lot of butter.
Well, our exports of butter are quite a bit less than some of these other products like non-fat, for example, in terms of absolute volume. But the percentage increase was up 109% from last year. So yes, I mean, percentage-wise, big growth in butter exports. But, you know, overall, that's still kind of a smaller market, as is cheddar to some degree, but strong across the board. And I think what it does is it tells us over the last couple of weeks, the discussions have been really focused on food service demand and how that's increasing. At the same time, you've got retail demand, which is kind of keeping a consistent clip, fairly strong demand. They don't want to be left short. They don't want to neglect their supply chain. Since we're still in this pandemic, it's getting better, but we're still in this pandemic. We don't know if we're going to have a shutdown. These retail guys know that. They want to keep their store shelves stocked. But meanwhile, you've got this food service demand, and then numbers in February, we look at it and say, gee, we might be exporting more product than we think. So all of this together, really good signs for demand.
StoneX Dairy Group broker Dave Krzyzewski in Chicago.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Getting to know our new Farm Service Agency Administrator, Zach Ducheneau.
I am a member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. We're located within South Dakota. I think who I am specifically is less important than what I am. I'm a Native American producer that has been offered the opportunity to lead an agency that just 20 years ago was defending a class action lawsuit from Native American producers and black farmers. And I grew up on a cattle and quarter horse operation. I come to the position very well versed in the farm loan program side, really looking forward to learning more about the program side and engaging with the stakeholder groups to bring their perspective to the initiatives that the administration has put out there. Climate smart agriculture, equity in all of our programs, recovery from the pandemic, and ensuring efficient service. You know, that's the biggest thing. It's important to maintain that connection with your county office to stay abreast of what's developing and check on farmers.gov or fsa.usda.gov for the latest news. My vision of where the FSA can go in the future is where we help mitigate that stress for producers by the way we offer our services.
Comments from new FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry, and for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.